WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, new research from the CDC out this afternoon is putting some stats behind the warring factions of mask mandates and indoor dining capacity. The findings are based on smaller studies that looked at people infected in 10 states last July with COVID-19, seeing they were more likely to have dined at a restaurant and that mask mandates drove declines in hospitalizations. CVS has added more than 100 Jersey locations where residents can sign up for a COVID vaccine by appointment. NJ.com reports, according to a spokeswoman, scheduling for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine began on CVS.com today. Shots will be administered starting tomorrow. Each store will have only one type of vaccine. No walk-ins allowed. You're going to see more potholes on New Jersey's roads for the rest of this winter compared to years past. We not only had plenty of snowfall, but continually fluctuating temperatures. Steve Shapiro with the State Department of Transportation says they're just now launching their annual pothole repair campaign, but this work happens all year long.
This year, so January 1st through March 1st, we've repaired approximately 60,000 potholes.
He says crews will try to avoid working on heavily traveled lanes during peak hours. Three Monmouth County Democratic legislators will introduce legislation allowing police to notify parents of underage marijuana use on the first offense, according to New Jersey Globe. Senator Vin Gopal, Assemblyman Eric Hotelling, and Assemblywoman Joanne Downey say it's still illegal for minors to possess or consume marijuana, and they want parents to know. It's Girl Scout cookie time, but the pandemic has forced some troops to invent new methods to sell the ever-popular Thin Mints and Samoas, among others, including drive-through booths, lemonade stands, and personalized websites. Eileen Higgins, CEO of Girl Scouts of the Jersey Shore, says some cookie sellers are even doing what's called walkabouts.
They're going around door-to-door, not seeing anyone, but leaving a door hanger that has some information, including a QR code that would get you to their digital site so that you can order cookies, pay for them, and they can just leave them on your front porch so that it's all contactless.
Higgins says the council's website and app will help customers locate where and when cookies are being sold. About 60 Disney stores in North America will close this year as the company plans to put an even greater emphasis on internet sales during the pandemic. The closures amount to about 20% of Disney's total, though it didn't say which locations would close. There are 9 Disney stores still currently open in New Jersey. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Feeling like mid-January this weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
When winter weather strikes, turn to New Jersey 101.5. NJ1015.com/weather has what you need to stay safe in your part of New Jersey. Radar maps, weather alerts, and Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's up-to-the-minute forecasts will tell you when the storms arrive, how long they'll last, and the best times to travel. This winter, be prepared. Visit us online at NJ1015.com/weather or on our free app.
Live now, New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Still a good idea to avoid Route 206 in the Hillsborough Township area. It's been blocked off in each direction between Amwell Road and Town Center Drive. It's a crash that's being cleared out of the way, so pretty hefty slowdowns getting around that facility. Also, 78 local lane should improve eastbound near the parkway with a crash cleared. 78 west is a bit slow at exit 41 up to 40. And Route 80, it's a crash in one lane heading west at exit 61 on Saddlebrook. Turnpike Easternsburg kind of slow. North 15 exit at 16E and southbound 15W down to 15E. Route 18 in Colts Neck, the ramp from 18 South into 34 South still blocked, flipped over trunk with a fluid spill. There's still a crash in Wall Township, 138 East near Allenwood Road. The left lane is closed. 35 in Spring Lake, pretty crowded. Ocean Road down to Seagirt Avenue. Route 70 and Route 9, both with delays in Lakewood. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. 676 southbound at 76. They just cleared up a vehicle that was broken down from the center lane, and it's off to the shoulder now. 322 jams in Woolwich at Kings Highway in through to the Turnpike. And then we have Conover Road. Couple things happening in Mercer County. Conover Road at Windsor Road. It looks like an accident being worked on. We're just getting this from the scanners and seeing some delays there at 130 in the area of Conover Road. Also, Calhoun Street at Southard Street in Trenton. An accident being worked on. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 572 points. New Jersey 101.5 news time, 507.
All Jersey, all the time.
You guys keep me sane in an insane world.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:09 now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
So this weekend's going to feel much more like mid-January than early March. You're going to be chilled to the bone, but cold air is dry air, so we don't have to worry about any nasty weather or big storm systems here. In fact, our next chance of rain is about 6 days away. Clear skies tonight with a calmer wind. Low temperature will dip into the mid-20s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a flurry. Highs only make it to around 40. Holding steady around 40 degrees on Sunday with lots of sunshine, and then we are warming up for next week. Highs on Monday will bump into the mid-40s with sunny skies. Even warmer than that through the middle of the week, probably popping into the 60s across most of the Garden State. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by the New Jersey Lottery. Home is where the heart is, and with a $138 million Powerball jackpot win, home could look a whole lot different than it does now, and it could be where you've always wanted. With all those millions, a Cape May mansion could be yours. Take a chance on Powerball, because anything can happen in Jersey. Neptune, 37 degrees. Pompton Plains, 34. Hamilton, 37. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.